Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Tired of the rut you're stuck in but don't know what to do? Change it up! Life transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author Paula Shaw will be leading the charge each week, exploring topics that inspire men and women to welcome change and create a new kind of conversation. Join a movement that encourages truth, respect, innovation, and cooperation at home, in the workplace, and around the world. Ready to change it up? Here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. We are delighted to have you here today. We're talking about making lemonade out of lemons in this show today because, let's face it, life deals us hard times. Life deals us lemons. And we always have a choice. Are we going to let that destroy us, or are we going to make lemonade out of them? Are we going to take that opportunity and maybe create something beautiful and something better? So today, my two guests, Sherry Blair, our sponsor and a financial consultant whose work is about empowering women to grow beautiful financial futures, and Dina Ray, who has created a new nonprofit called Club Able, which is all about helping disabled people be able to get the services, the transportation, and everything else that they need. So you'll be meeting them very shortly in the show. But first, we've got some things to talk about. But first, something very important. Today is my beautiful daughter Erin's birthday. So she's 33 years old today, and I want to say officially, happy birthday, Erin. I hope it's an amazing year for you. I know it will be. So now what I really want to talk to you about is, first of all, remembering that if you're in any kind of a rut, best thing you can do is change it up. What we're trying to do here is bring you information and guests that are going to offer you ideas about how to get out of those ruts, about how to make your lives better and up-level them, and how to improve your conversations with members of the opposite sex, your boss, your spouse, your friends, so that we can create better relationships and in a world that just works better. So when you're not sure what to do, try changing it up. It often is the best thing we can do. Now, I have to tell you, in the doing research for interviewing Sherry Blair today, I found some statistics that blew me away. So get a load of this. 80% of older women can't pass the 2017 Retirement Income Literacy Gender Difference Quiz. That's a big name. I'm going to say it again. The 2017 Retirement Income Literacy Gender Difference Report. 80% of women between 60 and 75 failed the test. And the test is about retirement income. It covered such areas as company retirement plans, investment considerations, strategies for sustaining income, life expectancy, long-term care expenses, social security, the use of life insurance, housing, impact of taxes on retirement security, impact of inflation, and Medicare insurance planning. These quiz results are particularly troubling because women tend to live longer than men and accumulate higher health costs. So they are having to figure out how to make their money last longer and how to have more of it. And this is a real problem when only 18% of retirement age women were able to pass this retirement income literacy quiz. Nearly twice as many men passed it. But of course, so that means 36% of the men kind of understood what the test was asking about, understood these different areas that I just mentioned. But the women didn't. The women showed more literacy when it came to the issues about Medicare planning and ways to manage long-term care expenses. But there's a real gap, obviously, between men and women and understanding what's going on. And so the questions, of course, arise. Why? Why is that true? Well, Alexandra Levy, this was all from a CNN report that was recently done. She said one of the reasons is that women are newer to the workforce. So conversations revolving around investing are a newer experience for women. And I know certainly when I was growing up, and for sure when my mother was growing up, there was no question. The men handled the money. And so it wasn't even really necessary for us to learn about it. Our job was the home and the children and making sure that everybody was happy and that the family was harmonious. But it's changed now. It's changed tremendously. We're out in the workplace. You know, we are just as busy earning money in most cases as the men are. And yet, when it comes to retirement, we're definitely lacking in the knowledge that we need. And if you look at the data, they were saying in the article, older women who are single or lost a spouse tend to rely more on Social Security. Well, we all know Social Security is, in most cases, not enough to live on. And chances are that in the future, there's going to be less and less of it. So this becomes an even bigger predicament. Women, and this has nothing to do, by the way, with intelligence. We can be really smart. We can be really incredible at certain things, but not incredible when it comes to understanding the finances, especially the finances regarding retirement. So I want to tell you that I went online and I took this test, the Retirement Income Literacy Gender Differences Report. And I am not proud of this, but I'm going to very honestly tell you, I failed. I'm one of those 80% that could not pass the test. Out of 38 questions, I only got 15 right for a score of 39%. There are my results. This is what you get at the end of the test. I'm showing the Facebook Live people this, which, by the way, I highly recommend you take, because when your results come, then they give you the right answer so you can begin to learn the correct information that you need to make your life work. It was a really gripping experience, I have to tell you. When I first saw that, I thought, oh, well, you know, I've had financial advisors sponsor my show. Sherry Blair sponsors my show. I listen to everything they say. But when it came down to the nitty gritty, and, you know, when I'm really looking at the questions, like, for example, here's one of them. If you had a well-diversified portfolio of 50% stocks and 50% bonds that was worth $100,000 at retirement, which sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it? Based on historical returns in the United States, the most you could afford to withdraw each year is about blank to have a 95% chance that your assets will last for 30 years. Now, I know for a lot of people, 30 years sounds like a long time, but hey, if we're retiring at 65, people living to 95 is a very common occurrence now, and the life expectancy is going up. So guess what the right answer for that was? I said $6,000 a year. But the correct answer was $4,000. That means if you had $100,000 in stocks and bonds, you could only actually withdraw $4,000 a year if you want that money to last for 30 years. You see what I'm saying? This is like really important stuff that we need to know. I had no idea. And obviously, we all know nobody can live on $4,000 a year, so you better have other things going on. It's actually pretty gripping, you know, when you look at this information and realize that this is the kind of stuff that we don't know about. Here's another one I got wrong. To maximize the safe withdrawal rate from a portfolio over a 30-year retirement period, is it best to hold blank in equities throughout retirement? So it was a percentage, right? So it was 10%, 25 to 30, 50 to 60, 90 to 100. The correct answer was 25 to 30 or 50 to 60. So the bigger amounts were the correct answer. I had no idea. I had no idea. I didn't even truly understand all the terms. So what I'm saying is, I don't think I'm the only one. I don't think I'm alone out there. I think a lot of people need financial help, and especially women. You know, the report said that when it came to men and women, there was no difference in the fact that they would seek a financial consultant to get help. But what I know about women is, and I can tell you this from personal experience, if you don't have a portfolio that looks really good, or if you don't have an amount of money that you're really proud of, you're very reluctant to go tell somebody about it. It's not easy to say, wow, I don't know how I'm going to finance my future. But lots of people are there. Lots of us are there, and we don't know what to do. Fortunately for you and for me, today on my show is Sherry Blair, who is an extraordinary financial consultant. Not only does she really know her stuff, but she's really about being there for those women who are scared or embarrassed or feel dumb that they don't understand all this stuff. And in just a few moments, I'm going to have the pleasure of bringing Sherry onto the show and letting you meet her yourself so that you can see what a beautiful heart she has and why her mission is to empower women to grow beautiful financial futures. And what I like to add to that is, because we all know, ladies, a man is not a financial plan. All right, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Broker International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Broker International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
For those looking to improve their lives, there's nobody better to turn to than Paula Shaw. Paula helps people regain successful lives by identifying and eliminating self-sabotaging behavior using a multitude of mind-body techniques to identify and resolve their core issues. Working with a wide variety of healing modalities, she provides her clients with the most effective process for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. And here in this segment, I have with me the woman I promised you, Sherry Blair.
Hi, Paula.
Who is an incredible financial consultant, and she's going to help us cut through this craziness and this confusion and all this information that makes people like me, who I must say I pride myself on passing tests very well. I graduated cum laude from college.
All right.
This may actually be the first test I ever failed, Sherry.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
This, for any of you who are just joining us, is the 2017 Retirement Income Literacy Gender Differences Report. And I, as I mentioned in the last segment, only got a score of 39%. Mm. The questions were, in my mind, pretty amazing. I mean, I can see where this information is so important, but I wasn't even close to understanding all this stuff. Now, obviously you are, Sherry, and I think we need to tell the audience quickly a little bit about your background, why you have this passion for helping women.
Oh, certainly. Yes, Paula. Growing up in my family, being the only girl out of five boys, and having a very strong authoritarian father that dictated how things were. Mm-hmm. My mother never had any say about any financial issues.
Yeah.
And was even, you know, so she didn't even talk about things like that. I mean, there was no real education or communication about finances from my mother to myself or mm-hmm. any of the children for that matter.
Because she probably didn't know herself, right?
Well, I mean, no. There were some things she obviously would know.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of things that, you know, the decisions that my father made about, you know, the decision that she didn't know. No. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't that she wasn't intelligent or
no.
she didn't have the,
you know. That's what I'm saying here. I like to think I'm intelligent.
Right, right. And so that's why it's so important to me, because I was raised that way when I got older, that I vowed to myself that I was never going to be like that.
Uh-huh.
And that I wanted to, and I felt so passionate about wanting to help women in particular that feel like that themselves. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's interesting. In a way, I think you have your work cut out for you, because a lot of women, I had somebody just yesterday, a woman, say to me, I just don't want to be bothered with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to learn it. It's confusing. I don't want to know it. You must run into that quite a lot.
Yes, sadly I do. I see my role with women as fostering financial confidence.
Oh, I love that. Fostering financial confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, because maybe that's part of, well, there are those differences in left and right brain kind
right.
of thinking.
Absolutely.
You know, like left brain thinking is much more linear, much more mathematic, that kind of thing.
Right, right.
And women do tend to be more right-brained, but we don't only have a right brain. We can use our left brain too.
Absolutely.
But I think there's the missing piece, at least for me, is last night was a wake-up call, because I realized I haven't had the motivation to really get out there and find out about it. And I actually should, because I'm a single woman and I'm a boomer. So, you know, I'm at that point in life. But all my life, my husband took care of the money.
Right.
And even though I've been on my own for quite a while, you know, I take care of the money, but that whole idea of knowing about what to invest in and where to put your money and diversifying your portfolio, I know the terms, but it's not something that I've, like, you know, really had one-on-one experience with.
Right, right.
And I think a lot of women, that must be true, right?
Yes, yes, I'm sad to say that. I think that is true. And when I see couples, you know, I mean, opposed to just a single woman, couples come in, oftentimes I'll see where the spouse, the female spouse, will just take a back seat.
Yep.
And
even when they're talking with you.
Even when they're talking with me, or I'm talking to them, for the most part, the husband does the, you know, ask the questions, does the interaction. As I'm explaining things to them, the husband will, you know, have questions about that. Whereas for the most part, the women just sit back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've made it my job, or my, I feel like it's my duty to bring them into the fold.
That's good.
And to the point where, you know, if needs be, I will suggest and sit with them individually.
Ah.
Even though I work with the couple, because oftentimes, if that woman is left alone at some point, you know, in her life, whether, you know, she becomes a widow or, you know, who knows what, if it's a divorce or something, then at that point, it's oftentimes, well, I don't want to say, it's late. I don't want to say it's too late because you can always start wherever you are.
Sure.
But, you know, all those times that she was coming or that she came to the meeting or to, you know, to the appointments, but didn't really participate. And oftentimes the wife, the female spouse, will just drop out of coming to the meetings.
Oh. Because they, you know what? I have to say something in defense of the girls.
Right.
Even though I know that we're both fans,
yeah.
right? When I was raising children, and my husband was handling all the finances, I was just like, thank you. God bless you. I already have too much on my plate. So if he's going to do it, I didn't want to get involved because I already had plenty of things to do. And I saw my job as, well, I actually had a real job. Then I was doing therapy. Then I was doing therapeutic work with people. But I just figured, okay, thank you. That's one more thing I don't have to worry about. So I kind of see why they don't come to the appointments. It's almost like until the alarm bells are ringing, we don't get it, that we need to find out what's happening in those appointments. So when, if our spouse should predecease us or leave us for that young 20-year-old, then we have some idea where we stand.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, yeah, I couldn't have said it better. You know, and I will encourage, like I said, in those situations, for the wife to get involved. And sometimes, you know, if they're not there, I suggest, or, you know, they can't come, I suggest that we make another time when they can come. But I lay this out in the beginning with when I'm starting to work with a couple, that it's very important that I have the both of them engaged. And because it's important to me to understand what's important to her about the money, too, for that very reason.
Yes.
And I do understand what you're saying, Paula, in terms of deferring the money, you know, and the decisions around the money with the family to be handled by the spouse, your husband, because in your situation, because you had your plate full over here. And that does happen a lot. That's not unusual in relationships. And it could be the other way around, too. But for the most part, I see more with the male, the man, than with the woman. But a lot of it has to do with, you know, going back to what I was talking about financial confidence. And that is that, you know, think about, and I know that you could speak to this, but think about from the time that your children, you know, when you're young, and you, and you, like when I was being raised, it was like my father handled all those things, those matters, and my mother never even questioned it. So, I mean, if I'm seeing that, how else, you know, how am I going to be different other than I at some point, a switch went off on me and I decided I'm going to be different because I don't want to end up like that in that situation. But so it's not unusual that a couple will defer to the other to handle things.
Sure.
And with the, you know, in our society, typically the male is the one that's taught about the money. And we think of, at least that's the way we were raised. And like you said, our mothers were raised that way, right?
Yeah.
So I just heard an interview by Warren Buffett, and he said that he was saying that he has so much faith in the women today, you know, coming into what our world or even America is going to be like, because when he was growing up, his sisters, the same thing. They were basically told to and taught that, you know, you go off to school and you marry well and you'll be fine. Where he was the one, he said his sisters were just as intelligent as he was, as he is, and that they could have done what he's done, and that he's surrounded with women in his business, you know, and that are very successful and very smart and bright, you know, intelligent. So he says that now, because with the younger generation, like Aaron, mm-hmm. you know, your daughter and my son's generation that's coming up, it has shifted for them.
Yes.
And we see, and it's going to be different because, and he says, 50, that's 50%. If you think of 50% of the population that never, the women that never really attempted to educate, learn about, mm-hmm. and become empowered financially,
right.
and then all of a sudden now these women are, or women are today, mm-hmm. that we're going to see a whole slew of women that are just as capable as men. So that's going to elevate our country.
That's very cool.
Isn't that cool? I love that.
I really love that too, and it's so true. And in our next segment, I'd love to get into a little bit more about that and also maybe ask you about some of these questions.
The quiz.
I failed so miserably.
Oh.
But, you know, and the other thing I want to say is, well, I won't. I'll say it in the next segment. We'll be right back with Sherry Blair, financial consultant. Oh, and Sherry, let's give your website.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm going to give my number, if you want to reach me, is 619-997-0416. Or you can email me at cblair, B-L-A-I-R, at Lucia Financial. Lucia is L-U-C-I-A Financial, financial.com. So it's cblair at luciafinancial.com.
All righty, and we'll be right back with Sherry Blair.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it.
How confident are you that you'll have enough money to retire when the time comes? Your financial future may be at risk and you don't even know it. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair, financial advisor, and helping you meet your financial goals is important to me. Let me help you make smarter financial decisions that will keep your money safe, growing, and there when you need it. Call me for your free, no-obligation consultation or a second opinion. 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Broker International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Broker International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. Here in studio with me right now is Sherry Blair, the sponsor and financial consultant of this show. And we have been talking about having enough money to live nicely during retirement.
Right.
And any of you who weren't with us on the last segment, I mentioned that I took this test about gender differences in understanding about money in retirement, and I failed it miserably. And so Sherry and I are discussing that. And Sherry, I actually had a thought. I want to get back to savings versus investing.
Right.
But I wondered, after I looked at these results that I did so badly on yesterday, and realized how much I don't know, I wondered if we could like have you on the show a couple of times a month, and each time let's pull one of the questions from the quiz.
That sounds great.
And
yeah.
Talk about that information so that at the end of that time, everybody who's listening to our show will be just as knowledgeable as you and I at that time will be. And I'm going to retake the test, and then we'll report the results.
That's
back.
A great idea. That's a great idea. Yeah, sure. That's a good idea.
Okay,
good
cool.
Idea.
Yeah. And I want you to know, I'm coming into the tribe. I'm Sherry's been trying to educate me for so long. And I saw the importance of it, but I didn't get it as clearly as I do now, reading these things and seeing how little I really understood.
Right.
So this will make you laugh. Sherry knows my daughter, Erin, who did some photography at this beautiful event that Sherry had for women. And on the way here, because it's her 33rd birthday,
oh, yeah.
The whole discussion was about, honey, I think it's time for you to start investing.
Oh, that's great.
Get a mutual
that's
fund.
Great.
Even if you just put away $50 a month, it can mean so
that's
much
right. That's
down
right.
the road.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I'm learning. I've been a slow study, but I'm learning.
Well, that, you know, Paula, that's wonderful. So, and like I was saying before, you know, no matter where you are in life, you can always start
yes.
today, right? You yeah. can always start now. And hey, you know, it's great. I mean, you and I have started to work together, and you know what I'm all about.
Empowering women to grow beautiful financial
that's
futures.
Right. That's right. That's right. So I think it's great. You know, I love this test. I think it's wonderful. Yeah.
It was an eye-opener for me. And I really encourage, by the way, I encourage all our listeners to Google the yep. 2017 Retirement Income Literacy Gender Differences Quiz and take the quiz, because not only will you find out where you stand, but when you get your results, now, of course, I got this all online, so I copied and pasted it into a Word document so I would have it, so we'd have questions to have Sherry answer for months to come. But when you get your results, not only are you going to see what you missed, you're going to see what you need to learn, and the answers are right there. So it's a really important move, I think, to ensure your financial safety in your future.
Right, right. That's great, Paula. That's great.
So, Sherry, you know, we were talking about saving versus investing and all of that. And when I was a kid, I mean, we had, did you have the little bank thing where you every Friday you put some money in a little envelope and they
yes,
deposited
yes,
it in
yes,
the bank for you?
Yes.
Okay, that was my first savings account. And so I learned the value of saving, but I never really learned the value of investing. Which, and the joke here is my first husband was a stockbroker.
Oh my gosh. I don't think you ever told me that.
I knew.
Well, no wonder why you deferred all those.
Maybe that's it. Trauma from the past.
Oh yeah, no, really. But you deferred it all to him thinking he was going to know it all, right?
He was a trained professional mm-hmm. with money.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. you know, and then my second husband was the producer of a television show I've heard. He knows way more about the money than I do. So.
Right. Wow.
I've got my hands full. I had a career. I had children. I just know I'm not the only one out there.
Absolutely.
In that kind
Absolutely.
Of situation. So I can remember during my second marriage, and stop me if this isn't correct, but it seems like on our savings money, we were getting like 8%. Was there a time when that was true?
Yes.
Like in the 90s or something?
Yeah, no, that was before that.
The 80s.
But
thank you.
No, that you're right. There was a
lot
a time.
Of investments don't do that well now. So at that time, having a savings account was almost enough. But is it still?
No, not at all.
Tell us why.
Well, interest rates just aren't high enough, and they haven't been for the longest time. Now they're starting to nudge up a little bit, but even in the last 10 years, interest rates have remained very low. So like if you put your money in the savings account in the bank, you were lucky if you got 1% or even 1.5%, you know, or something mm-hmm. like that. And there might be times when you could get a little bit more, but it's been that way for 10 years. 10 years is an awful long time.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's all, you know, when you're investing, because you said something about saving, you know, you're asking me in between saving versus investing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so important about when you know, like in the bank, you're putting so much money in, but the interest rate's so low. So when you're thinking about the 80s, that was a different time for everybody.
Yeah.
It was just a different time. And you know, we haven't had those kind of interest rates in savings accounts since then. And I don't
wow.
think we will see it again.
Really?
You know, no. So,
it'll be as low as it is now probably for many years?
No. It can definitely go up, but to see 8%, I mean, I had people say I was getting 9 or 10%. I've had clients,
wow.
senior clients, say to me that they, you know, there was a time in their life where they're getting maybe 11% or something.
Oh my!
I mean, you know, why did you need to, you know,
yeah.
put it in the market, right? So, but that's those times are gone. And but you know, one thing about investing that's so important to understand is the effect of compounding interest.
Okay.
So in a savings account, you might get, like I said, 1.5%, you know, 1.5%, maybe even 2%, maybe it goes up to 3%,
mm-hmm.
opposed to getting, you know, in an investment, you might get you know, even conservatively, 5, you know, 4.5, 5, maybe 6%, mm-hmm. all the way up to 10%, 12% and higher. Mm-hmm. You know, there's obviously stocks that do, you know, certain companies that do much higher at times. So if you're always getting something, you know, from let's say 4.5 to 5 up to, for the most part, you know, a good 10 or 12% over a period of many years, you're going to way outperform what you'd ever, because the compounded interest, the effect it's going to have over a long period, you know, like you said, starting with our children, our adult children, and talking about these things.
Yes.
So that makes a big difference when you're, you know, investing opposed just to saving. Saving is important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the concept of saving that you were taught as a child is very, very important. But in order to build your own wealth and to help supplement your retirement or to supplement your retirement when you decide to retire, that's not going to cut it today. No.
You have to find ways to grow the money, right?
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah. You know, my son told me that a book that changed his life was The Richest Man in Babylon.
I don't know if you ever read that. Yes, of course.
But one of the principles, one of the first principles is to save 10% of your money.
That's right.
But later on, he says, but then you need to grow that savings. Otherwise, it's certainly better than not having savings. But if you're not growing it, you're not getting ahead.
If it's just sitting in the bank and it's only getting like 1.5, 2% or whatever it is, or even less at times, obviously, you know, that's not going to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it. I'd like to just take a little, make a little point here about something I just said. And I was talking about, you know, having a return of like, you know, anywhere from 5 to 12, maybe percent or something. Obviously, we're going to have times when because the market's volatile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's going to go up and it's going to go down.
Course.
Right? So let's say, you know, with the last big recession we had, obviously, was in 08, 09, right? 08, 07, 08, 09. And it did, people lost easily, you know, 25, 30, and even more percent of their savings and investments, you know, or what they had put in investments and were saving. So I just want to make sure that I'm clear about that, because even like I talked about over a 10-year period or something, like the last 10 years since 2008, so 2018 now, you know, the market's done well. So that's what, you know, so it doesn't mean it's never going to go down.
This is something I've been dying to ask someone. Mm-hmm. So the people who lost so much during that recession, would they have been wisest to just leave their money where it was because now there's been this gain in the last 10 years? Or is that money just gone?
Well, you know, those are very good questions. Number one, once you sell something, let's say you're into some mutual funds, or you know you have stocks or whatever they are, equities, whatever. But once you sell it,
then
you know you're locked in the losses. So you know if you have a mutual fund that went down 25%, you know back in 08, 09, or 10 or something, and you sold it, then you just locked in your losses.
Yes, I love that term, locked in your losses. But if you hold on to it, then you have a chance of gaining it back. Is
that
right. Correct?
That's right. That's right.
Oh,
that's
I'm right. So glad I know that. Right. Now I get it. So now I get why that you're hearing always financial people say, ride it out, hold on, don't panic.
Right. You're right. Right.
And sell, because if you sell, you lock in your losses. I love that term,
that's
Sherry.
That's right. That's right.
So Sherry, you know, I can't wait for you to come back, because we have this to tackle in the future. The test, which I did so badly on, Sherry has agreed that when she comes back, each time we're going to tackle one of these questions so that we can all learn together.
That's great.
And grow into knowing the right answers and the right things to do with our money. So if you want to reach Sherry, would you give them the information again? Oh, yes, and tell them about this gift that you're giving away.
Right, right. So I can be reached at 619-997-0416. That is 619-997-0416. Or if you'd like to get a booklet that I have to give to the ladies today, it's about empowering today's woman. Empowering today's woman. And you can email me at cblair, that's C as in cat, Blair, B-L-A-I-R, at Lucia, L-U-C-I-A, financial, financial.com. So it's cblair@luciafinancial.com. And I will be happy to
get one of these books.
Get you this book.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. We are out of time, but this was great.
Oh, it was wonderful.
And we will be right back with Dina J. Ray to talk to us about Care Able, a new nonprofit. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Broker International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Broker International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. In studio with me right now, I have Dina J. Ray. Did I say all that correctly?
You did.
Oh, good. All right. This is a pretty amazing lady. She is originally from Toronto, Canada. And at the young age of 2, Dina was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. Her younger days were a consistent fight for survival due to consistent high fevers and a debilitating illness. She also overcame a terrible car accident at age 12, which left her wheelchair-bound and dependent on care from family and caregivers. Again, in the beginning of the show, we talked about when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. This is a lady who's really done that. After receiving her bachelor's in sociology at the University of California in San Diego, she went on to pursue and receive her master's degree in 2013 in clinical mental health and now counsels at the University of San Diego. She wholeheartedly believes, and I love this about her, that everyone has the potential to live their lives differently and impact the world. She's battled many challenges throughout her 40 years of disability and continues to pursue her desires to reach higher goals. And the one she's going to talk with us about today specifically is Club Able, to help a nonprofit, which is being started to help the disabled. And Able stands for Actively Building Life Empowered.
Yes.
So earlier in the show, we had Sherry Blair on, who's all about empowering women financially.
Oh, wow.
And here you are. You're all about empowering people who are disabled physically.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about what inspired. Sounds like you're a pretty busy lady already, and you've got a pretty busy job counseling. But what inspired you to now start a nonprofit?
Let me do one correction. Okay. I do counseling at Women's Resource Center in Oceanside for domestic violence. Right now, I work with the 52-week offenders that are arrested for domestic violence. Oh. Love my job. Absolutely love it.
Great.
So what? Basically, I started this nonprofit because about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, I was leaving my home. And I got stuck. My van, there was smoke coming out of the front of it. So I had to stop it into a shopping center about a mile away from my home, and I was stranded there for hours. I called a bunch of taxi services. I called a bunch of other companies, and they wanted about $110 to pick me up and take me a mile away, which is back to my residence. So this experience really just opened my eyes, and my constant fight for accessibility in San Diego and being physically disabled, being bound to a wheelchair, everything's been a fight. It hasn't been an easy road by any means. So I started Club Able, which is a network provider membership where the physically disabled people can come and get these non-medical services at a discounted rate instead of paying all the fees and all fighting for what they need. So basically, Club Able, which means actively building life empowerment, is reaching out to the physically disabled, and it's free to join people. So if you're listening out there and you're physically disabled, please check my website out at www.club-able.com and join. And the kind of services that we're offering are landscaping, cleaning, counseling, soon to be transportation. We're looking for a van so that we can do like a local Uber Lyft system where we can pick people up and drive them to the different destinations, but at a reasonable rate, not this $100 a ride thing.
Let's talk about that van for a minute, because if anybody out there has access to a van because you need something that's not 80 years old and that runs
absolutely
well, and that you can outfit to be able to accommodate wheelchairs, correct?
Yes. So I have a GoFundMe page. It's been up and running for about 6 months. I've been desperately looking for a wheelchair accessible van that's a newer-ish van. Mine is very old, 2008, and not surviving very well. And so, yeah, if anyone has access to a van that they don't need, definitely looking for a wheelchair van at this point.
Beautiful. Okay. Or if there is a car dealership that
absolutely
would like to donate one to Club Able.
Yes.
Let's give that website again for Club Able.
Yeah, it's club-able.com. So www.club-able.com.
Okay, so right now, tell us about what you need. What does Club Able need besides the van?
Okay, so the van is our number one, but we also need providers. So if you're in the healthcare industry listening to us today, from caregivers to nurses to chiropractors to massage therapists, if you're a provider and you actually care about the physically disabled communities and you want to offer your services, you have to agree to give them a 15 to 20% discount. Please join us. You can look at our website. We're looking for providers right now on our website and join our team. All that we ask is that you are wheelchair accessible friendly, that you have a heart and desire to serve the community that really needs your assistance. And we're also looking for disabled people to join us. So there's power in numbers. So the more people that are physically disabled that join Club Able, the more that we can go out to businesses and say, hey, we want to change a system that's been kind of ranked. I mean, buying a wheelchair accessible van is about $50,000, $60,000. And that's not okay for anyone that's physically disabled.
Yes. And you know, I think it's important to let people know, why does it have to be a van?
Well, it has to be a van because wheelchairs don't fit into normal cars, especially electric wheelchairs. You can't fold them. You can't maneuver them. So that's why the van is so important.
I see. So they really can't get anywhere without a van.
They cannot, yes.
So when you're calling car services and that kind of thing, do none of them have vans, or does it have to be a specially equipped van?
It has to be a specially equipped van, and it just so happens that most of the people that are doing private taxis are charging an arm and a leg because they can, because no one's saying that that's not okay. And so I'm kind of coming out there saying it isn't okay because I don't have $100 to take me to my job. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels that, you know, we don't make that kind of money being physically disabled.
I think that's absolutely so great that you're out there fighting for that, because you're right. I mean, who has $100 to get to work every day or to get to the store or whatever?
Exactly. And if you think about the Ubers out there and the Lyfts and how people can just do that for $15, $20, mm-hmm. but we can't, that needs to stop.
What is the age range of people in Club Able, or is there one?
Right now, there's not an age range. Anyone can join that's physically disabled, but from, you know, 16 or 15 all the way to elderly, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not really an age. It's just the services. If we have services that you guys want, then, you know, look at our network, look at what we're doing. And obviously, we're looking for the community at large to join us so we can go out to the businesses and continue to offer good services for a discounted rate.
And what community are you based in?
Carlsbad, right now, North County.
Okay.
That's where I live, so that's where we're launching and starting. Mm-hmm. But hopefully one day soon we'll branch out to greater San Diego and different areas once we have the amount of physically disabled people in our network.
Perfect. And I hope eventually all over the country.
Absolutely.
This is something I think, that disabled people must struggle with everywhere in the country, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just having your house be wheelchair accessible or having a cleaner mm-hmm. come to your house and know what barrier-free cleaning looks like. I mean, these are things that I think most people that are in wheelchairs, and not just wheelchairs, but the blind and the deaf need. So it doesn't matter your disability. Club Able just wants to serve the physically disabled right now.
Ah, that's good to know, too. So other disabilities are also welcome.
Absolutely.
Oh, fabulous. What was the term you just used about cleaning? I don't know what that is.
barrier-free means that, you know, usually when a cleaner cleans your home, they move things like couches and tables and stuff. But if you're blind and you can't see, that's a big deal. So you need people that are cleaning your house that have some compassion and understand that if you move the couch a certain way that maybe they can't see, you know, or, you know, they're not used to that. That
right.
could potentially cause a fall or something.
I see. Mm. That would be a pretty serious situation.
Absolutely.
Well, Dina, I can't thank you enough for spending some time with us today and sharing about Club Able and for being that person that took the lemons and is working very hard at making lemonade so that many, many people can have that drink of lemonade.
Absolutely.
I think your work is beautiful, and I'm honored that you were my guest today.
Thank you. I really enjoyed being here.
Oh, bless you. And to all our listeners, we hope to see you again next week. And you can find us here on KCBQ in San Diego every Saturday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. And also on assorted stations across the country, on iHeartRadio, and on all the major podcast platforms. So please keep joining us for Change It Up with Paula Shaw. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Change.